Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 55:12.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 55:12. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. God used today's verse to provide comfort and encouragement to a friend when she was going through an overwhelming season. While working through some hurts from her past and therefore already feeling emotionally fragile and discouraged, she found herself plunged into a relational storm she felt ill-equipped to navigate. For a time, it seemed her pain and anxiety might never end. But in her sorrow, she sought God, His perspective, comfort, strength, and presence. And He reminded her of the promise recorded in Isaiah 55:12 that she would experience joy once again, that He would lead her to a place of thriving, hand-clapping, praise-abounding life. God first spoke today's verse through the prophet Isaiah to the people of Judah prior to what would soon feel to them like one of the darkest, most painful seasons in their history, the time scholars refer to as the exile, which came because of the people's rebellion against God, idol worship, and wicked behavior. And year after year, chapter after chapter, Isaiah, the prophet, urged the people to turn from their sins, warning them of impending destruction if they didn't stop their evil ways and turn to the God who loved them and wanted the best for them, knowing the entire time that the people wouldn't listen to his message, that they wouldn't accept their faithful father's invitation to experience thriving life, and that their atrocious and often heartless actions would land them in captivity. But then, beginning in chapter 40, the prophet writes as if the Babylonians had already taken captive God's people, had already destroyed their temple, and decimated their beloved homeland. And the men, women, and children of Judah were living exiled in a foreign nation and feeling the full weight of their despair. But God spoke hope in the middle of their struggle, proclaiming in Isaiah 55:12 that, as today's verse states, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In other words, their struggle wouldn't last forever. They would experience joy again. And I'm certain God intended for them to gain strength through that assurance, just as God the Son gained strength through the joy set before him when he advanced towards his death. Hebrews 12, verse 2 tells us that he endured the cross, one of the most painful and humiliating executions known to man, again for, quote, the joy set before him. But notice, the people Isaiah spoke to wouldn't cultivate joy for themselves. They wouldn't formulate and execute some logical plan to secure riches or relationships or whatever else they thought might give them the peace and fulfillment their souls craved. Scripture and history demonstrate precisely where their self-directed steps led: into increased dysfunction, increased pain and darkness, into captivity, spiritual and physical. That was precisely the mode of living, self-reliance, they needed to turn from. And once they did, they would then be led forth in peace, meaning God himself, the giver of life and every good and perfect gift you and I will ever and could ever receive, would be the one guiding their steps, directing them towards his hope-filled plans for them, a place that would so fill their hearts with praise, it would feel as if all of creation were singing along. This is true for us as well. The more we seek God's will recorded in Scripture and whispered into our souls, the more we align ourselves with his will, the greater our peace, joy, and freedom. We can trust that that is indeed where God is leading us. Even when we find ourselves in the midst of an intense struggle, whether that struggle stems from poor choices we've made, pain we've endured because of someone else's dysfunction and sin, or simply from living in a broken and sin-ravished world. Even when life feels overwhelmingly dark, we can hold tight to God's promise that one day joy will come. The more we reflect upon that promise, the more we imagine ourselves in that abundant and deeply fulfilling place, the more we increase our strength, our resilience for our present struggle. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for all of the promises you provide in Scripture to build our hope, to increase our resiliency, to stir joy within us, even in the midst of our struggle. Thank you that it is through our joy that we gain strength, the joy that you plant in our souls, the joy that comes from knowing you, from knowing that we'll never be alone, from knowing that you have good plans for us, for knowing that such good awaits us, that one day our pain will be gone forever. And the joy of knowing that you are leading us moment by moment, step by step, prayer by prayer, one act of obedience at a time towards increased freedom. We know that is your desire for us. Jesus said that he came to set us free. And Scripture says, when the Son sets us free, we are free indeed. Remind us of the joy that awaits, a joy so profound, it'll feel as if all of creation is singing along and clapping their hands. Thank you that that is where you are leading us. You will lead us forth in joy, and we praise you for that. It is in the name of your Son, our victorious Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.